And then we also joked that, you know, the East Coast always says, well, we have four seasons. And I said, well, we do too. We have summer, 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 and summer. So that actually makes them even angrier when I say that.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von Beste Zeit, dem Podcast zum Auslandsstudium von und mit College Contact. Ich bin Alexandra Michel.
Und ich bin Elias Merkel.
Und gemeinsam sind wir die Gastgeber dieses Podcasts, mit dem wir euer Fernweh wecken und euch dabei unterstützen wollen, eure ganz eigene beste Zeit zu erleben. Egal ob im Rahmen eines Auslandssemesters, einer Summer School oder auch eines kompletten Studiums im Ausland.
Bei den Aufnahmen für die heutige Folge ging es bei uns ganz besonders sommerlich und entspannt zu. Unser Interviewgast war nämlich Chad Cham von einer unserer beliebtesten Partnerhochschulen, der San Diego State University im sonnigen Süden Kaliforniens.
Chad ist in San Diego geboren und aufgewachsen und ich finde, man hat im Gespräch total gemerkt, wie sehr er seine Heimatstadt und den südkalifornischen Lebensstil mag.
Natürlich haben wir mit Chad vor allem über seine Uni und das Semester at SCSU-Programm gesprochen, aber er hatte auch super viele Tipps zur Stadt und der Umgebung auf Lager.
Also, schnappt euch am besten noch schnell einen Zettel und Stift, um direkt mitschreiben zu können. Los geht's! Hi, Chad. Welcome to our podcast.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How about you? I know it's quite early over in San Diego, so I really hope you're a morning person.
You know, I wouldn't say I'm a morning person, but I've been up for an hour and I'm doing great. So no worries there.
Sounds good. Then let's dive right in. San Diego continues to be the most popular study abroad destination for the students that we work with. What is it about the city that attracts so many German and other European students?
You know, it's a lot of things. San Diego is such a cosmopolitan city. I always tell students when I'm traveling, like, rankings are not that important. And I maybe shouldn't say that because San Diego State has a high ranking in the U.S. But there's a magazine called U.S. News and World Report, which is like the end all be all, the big magazine for rankings in the U.S. And before COVID, the year before COVID, San Diego was ranked the number one most fun city to live in the United States. So that's not my opinion. Like I grew up here and I know how fun it is. But for European students that come, I think they feel that when they get here. There's like a lot of energy. There's great nightlife. There's a lot of things to do, which we can talk about later. But they just feel comfortable. And I think more than anything, because it's like a laid back, relaxed city, very different from like a Los Angeles or New York City or Chicago. They just feel like the people are friendly and it's just comfortable. Like if they're lost walking around, they'll ask, you know, hey, how do I get here or how do I get there? And people are always happy to help. But we always hear from students like, first of all, we hear they don't want to go home after their semester's over. And second, they always feel like this was such a comfortable city to live in. And the people were so cool and nice. So when everything else, I mean, San Diego has a lot to offer, but I think those are the most important things that the European students like. Mm-hmm.
You already mentioned Los Angeles. So maybe just as a quick follow-up question, for students who are undecided between Los Angeles and San Diego, what would you say makes San Diego a better place to study abroad? You mentioned the people. Is that kind of the main thing or?
Not really. I think it's the pace of life. When you go to Los Angeles, and I go quite often, it's a very fast pace of life. So there's a lot of traffic. People are always in a hurry. Just life in general happens faster in Los Angeles. San Diego, what we call is like downshifting in a car. It's just a slower pace of life. People are kind of enjoy the daily things in life more and not in a hurry to get here or there. And so maybe the stress level's lower. You just feel more relaxed in San Diego than Los Angeles. And that's not to say LA is not a great place. It's just different.
I mean, the size is very different too. So I think the sheer kind of number of people living in LA compared to the number of people living in San Diego, although San Diego is by no means a small city. I understand it's the second largest city in terms of population in California. So it's LA and then it's San Diego. And then you have San Jose and San Francisco kind of following suit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's what people feel like San Diego is a beach city, and it's, you know, cause it's laid back and it's spread out. But actually it's the eighth biggest city in the United States. And so a lot of people are surprised when they hear that, cause it's, you know, you just think, oh, this cute little beach town, you know, people that are relaxed, but actually it's quite a big international business hub as well. So as the eighth biggest city, you also have all the biggest, you know, multinational corporations are located in San Diego. So it's a nice balance of business and relaxation.
Mm-hmm. So you just talked about why San Diego is so popular amongst Europeans. And I guess it also has to do with the weather. For me, one of the first things that comes to mind when I think about San Diego is the sunny weather. And in fact, some people sometimes call it San Diego with a U. So my question is the weather really that good all year round? Or does it ever get cold?
You know, I'll answer first. The honest answer, does it ever get cold? How do you define cold? Germans will define cold much differently than we do. If we have to put a sweatshirt on at night over our t-shirt, then we say
that's
it's cold.
Considered cold. Yeah,
exactly. Right. And then we also joke that, you know, the East Coast always says, well, we have four seasons. And I said, well, we do too. We have summer, 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 and summer. So that actually makes them even angrier when I say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I followed a guy from Berklee College of New York in a presentation once. He did not appreciate that line, by the way. But yeah, I mean,
you know how to make friends.
Yeah, exactly. The reality is we have like 21 degrees Celsius average temperature all year round. So it really is. I mean, it's called America's finest city, and that's largely because of the weather. I think that's why we get so many tourists as well. We have over 30 million visitors to San Diego every year, which makes us the number two tourist city in the U.S. Can you guess the first out of curiosity?
New York City.
Yeah, I would say the same.
You are both incorrect. You win no prizes. It is.
Is it Las Vegas?
Las Vegas. You're right.
Oh, exactly. Las Vegas, of course.
That's right. Yeah. But yeah, San Diego comes in right behind Las Vegas. And so it's just because it's the weather and there's a mix of activities and all mm-hmm. kinds of fun things you can do here.
Right. I mean, one of the fun things you can do is go to the beach. And you have plenty of beaches to choose from because San Diego is known for having some of the best beaches in the U.S. What are some of the most popular beaches in and around San Diego, and which ones can you personally recommend?
So you're right about how many beaches we have. We have over 100 kilometers of, you know, white sand, beautiful beaches you see on the posters. We actually have those. I would say for the students, they would congregate around Mission Beach and Pacific Beach for a few different reasons. There's just tons of energy and life going on. It's, you know, there's a lot of fun. You can rent things like skateboards and bicycles and, you know, e-bikes, scooters, things like that, go up and down the boardwalk, which is really fun to do. You can just lay in the sun and get a suntan to go home and make your friends jealous in Germany. A lot of people like to do that. But Mission Beach and Pacific Beach are probably not only the closest to San Diego State University, but also just really popular in general. If you want just pure, beautiful scenery, beaches of La Jolla and Coronado are spectacular and just amazing views of the coast. So there's quite a few different, you know, beaches that you can choose from. And of course, the sunsets are always fantastic. Mm. So it's good to students will go to each one of those beaches at some point and just kind of sit and enjoy the sunset.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's talk a little bit more about the city of San Diego and what it has to offer. I mean, besides enjoying the nice weather or spending a day at the beach, what are other fun things that students can do in San Diego?
Man, where do I begin and how do I keep this short? But because the weather is so good, we do a lot of outdoor activities. So Personally, I and even our students enjoy hiking. So San Diego is kind of known as a beach city, but in reality, we have beautiful mountains all around us. And so to get out and go hiking is a great way to see the whole city because you kind of get up high elevation wise. We actually have signups where we take students on hikes with a guide, or we can just kind of point them into the best hikes to do. And you know, if hiking's not for everybody or it's too strenuous or too difficult, there's just nice walks along the cliffs of the ocean. For example, we have Torrey Pines Na National or State Park where they can kind of walk along the cliffs, actually walk down to the beach, and it's just spectacular. Really great scenery. Every visitor that I have personally, I take them there, and they just are wowed by the what they're seeing. So, hiking is fun. If students, I mean college students, not so much, but certainly others like the things, amusement parks. We have the San Diego Zoo, which is the biggest zoo in the world. We've got SeaWorld, Legoland, all these amusement parks. So if you kind of want those kind of things, San Diego's great. If you want to just get involved with the locals, going to a professional baseball game is really fun. Right downtown is our stadium, so you can go out for a drink before the game, walk to the baseball game. And I know even if you don't like baseball, sorry, German fans, it's still fun because you're like sitting there with 40,000 people screaming and cheering. And a lot of our Europeans will come back to me because I love baseball and they'll say, "Oh, I took your recommendation. I went to a baseball game." And I have to say, it was actually a lot of fun. And it is because you're surrounded by just tons of people screaming and cheering. So it's just the experience of it all. Yeah, so that's a couple of things. There's so much we could talk about.
Definitely. Yeah, I get that part about baseball because I've experienced it myself. And yeah, I'd never been a huge fan, but the game itself, or the event itself, it was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just a really nice way to spend a relaxed afternoon or evening with friends, because the game goes on often quite a long
Yeah,
time.
a
And
long
I
time,
mean, at least kind of in my opinion, sometimes not much happens. So I remember the first baseball game I went to was up in Toronto. So I saw the Blue Jays play, I don't know who. And I think the end result was like 3-2. And it took forever. They went into overtime and all of that. But it was such a fun evening because you'd sit with your friends, you'd have some time to chat, you'd kind of watch the game, you'd go get another hot dog, get another drink, and it's just fun. And the whole, I mean, that's the one thing I think Americans just do better than anybody else is just entertain people. Regardless, whether it's a concert, whether it's a game, it's, I don't know, you name it.
Yeah, a lot of the Europeans that I've even gone with to baseball games say, "Oh, it's hard to figure out the rules, and 3 hours is too long to sit and watch one game." Because, as you know, like in Europe, you know, football or soccer is, you know, 90 minutes and you're out, and it's very simple in terms of rules. But once they realize, like, oh God, they're showing funny videos on the board and they're playing music in between the innings and all this fun stuff, it's like the whole experience. It's not just the game itself.
Totally.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. So as you mentioned, there are a lot of things for students to do and experience in San Diego. However, a lot of our students or international students in general, I guess, who come to San Diego also like to explore different places during their semester abroad. What are other good travel destinations for students in Southern California and beyond?
So San Diego's actually really w perfectly located. It's so sometimes surprising to students, but we're only 30 minutes from Tijuana, Mexico, and they can actually walk across the border. So it's quite easy to enjoy another country very close to San Diego. And so a lot of students will go to Mexico while they're studying here. As do local San Diegans, so myself and my neighbors, everyone seemingly goes to Mexico for beach resorts that are unbelievably cheap, as well as shopping and just great Mexican food. And it's just fun and the weather, the beaches. So that's close by. But then, you know, for what you see in the US in terms of what's popular, Los Angeles, we talked about, San Francisco, Las Vegas, we also mentioned. Those are all really close by. So if you have a rent-a-car or if you want to take the train, you can be in Los Angeles within 2 hours of San Diego. So that's quite close. 1 hour flying to Mexico, or I just drove, I'm sorry, not to Mexico, to Las Vegas. And I just drove it last week and it took me 5 hours to get to Las Vegas. So not too long. That was part of a Grand Canyon trip for myself. So I know a lot of students hear about the Grand Canyon. It's not that far away. So there's a lot of fun stuff to do. I should also tell you, like, Las Vegas was wide open. I mean, there were shows going on, the pools were open, everything was open. So it seemed like, things had, are getting back to normal. And in terms of San Francisco, Los Angeles, you could spend weeks in those cities, but a lot of our students go up for like a long weekend. If they don't have a class on a Friday, they'll kind of leave and spend Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back Sunday night. If it's Las Vegas, they'll come back Sunday night without any money that they took to Las Vegas because of the gambling.
They gambled
Oh,
it
yeah,
all away.
exactly. Yeah, the combination of the gambling and the nightclubs and not a good combination. So they leave on a Friday all energized and happy and excited, and then they come back and I say, "How was it?" And they go, "It's great." I go, "Well, it doesn't sound great. Well, I mean, I lost $300." And I'm like, "Well, what did you expect? It's Las Vegas." So, but that's the experience, right? And college students absolutely love it. Not just, study abroad students, but our American students as well.
So you lose some money, but you bring back a lot of memories.
That's exactly right. Yep. Not all of them they can tell their parents, but they're definitely fun.
No. But what do they say? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas,
Yeah, that's exactly it. That is exactly
right?
it.
So, all right. So we've talked quite a bit about San Diego and about things to do and places to travel, but we all know that a semester abroad is not all fun and games, but students are there to study as well, at least for some time every week. So I was thinking it would be a good idea to look at San Diego State University and especially the semester at SDSU program, which is the program that you guys have for students from abroad who want to come to San Diego State for a semester or two, take courses in their major or in a completely different field that they can then transfer back home and apply to their degree. What would you say are the most popular subject areas for international or maybe especially German students?
Without a doubt, the most popular subject is business, and I realize there's quite a few different aspects of that. Our university, if you generalize, it's known for business. And I say that mostly because, like, our international business program, for example, it's ranked in the top 10 in the United States. And you always hear about rankings and top lists, but if you consider there's over 5,000 universities and colleges in the US, being top 10 is quite something to be proud of. And so I think our reputation precedes ourselves with business. And, as you splinter that off, you've got, of course, marketing and management and finance and all, entrepreneurship. We have an entire entrepreneurship center that students can use as a resource, and in addition to like an entrepreneur club. So not only teaching them business principles of how practical things they can use in the business world, but if they want to start their own business, which happens now seemingly every day, kind of giving them the tools to do that as well. So certainly business would be at the top of the list of what's popular here. Other popular subjects would be psychology, communication, engineering, music, art. It's being at a big school, which ours is 35,000 students, means you also have the luxury of having quite a few, a big variety of things you can take. So we'll have subjects, almost 100 different subjects, and over 3,000 classes to choose from each semester. And that's certainly one of the benefits of being at a big school. So, even if students come wanting to study business, they can take a couple business classes, and they can also choose to, take a music class or a communication class or something that they're interested in that they haven't necessarily taken at home.
Are there any kind of unique courses or classes that students can take that they definitely wouldn't be able to take back home in Germany?
There definitely are with 3,000, and I guess I'll give one example, which I doubt you can take in Germany, but you can actually take a surfing class for credit, where I know it's almost laughable, but it's an actual thing where you meet your instructor down on the beach and they provide the surfboard and they're actually teaching you something that's very, stereotypical, but really popular here in California, how to surf. And so a lot of students kind of will try it just as like the novelty of it. But then they actually feel like, God, this is great. I mean, so what it is, it's just relaxing being out in the ocean. It's just kind of a fun thing to try. And getting credit for it at the same time is quite nice. Yeah.
And it's an introductory course, so students do not have to have surfed before, so they can be kind of the first time on a surfboard in that class.
Not at all. Even if they sit out there for an hour every week and just keep falling off the board, the instructor will probably get a good laugh out of it, but they'll get credit for it. So they do not need any experience to do it.
Right, sounds good.
Yeah.
When it comes to choosing a university, an important issue for a lot of our students is transferring back credits to their home university and making sure that they can take classes that correspond to their respective program back home. When and how do semester at SDSU students choose their courses, and how likely is it that they will get the courses that they need or that they're most interested in?
So how the process works is, I guess the short version is after they're admitted to our program, we will send them what's called a course preference form, where they list about 10 classes that they're interested in taking. So they'll go to our online course catalog, which is called the class schedule. They'll kind of look through all of the, like I mentioned, 3,000 classes, but you can narrow it down to subjects you're interested in. It's quite easy and has kind of intuitive logic to it. So it's not as hard as it sounds. They'll select courses. They'll take that list to their home university and make sure that those classes are okay for them to take. So they kind of get pre-approved by their home university first. And then when they come to our orientation and they do the online registration, they'll then select typically four courses to take if they're doing undergraduate or bachelor's work, and then three courses if they're doing master's degree level courses. And then those will be put on an official SDSU transcript and then sent to their home institution after the semester is finished. And we, of course, help them like toward the end of the semester how that process works. But it's quite simple to get the credits to transfer back, and there's no worry that that won't happen.
Right. And I mean, we would definitely work with the students ahead of time as well to make sure that they find their way around the class schedule and the course catalog. And also, if they need syllabi to show their home universities, I mean, that's part of what we do in our advising process. But I would imagine that there's also advisors present during that important phase of the semester that if students struggle to find the right courses, they have people to talk to, right?
Yep, exactly. So that will be happening 2 Fridays from now, actually. And we're going to have faculty coming and doing one-on-one appointments with students as they're getting ready to register for their classes for the semester, just to make sure, sometimes they'll look at their transcript from their home university and they'll make sure that they've taken prerequisite courses. If they want to get into a higher level course at San Diego State, it's completely fine to get into master's level courses as long as they've taken the needed courses at their home university. But we've got an advisor and a faculty member kind of sitting there with them one-on-one, going over the courses that they've taken and the courses that they want to take. So we really, give good customer service in terms of preparing them to succeed and take the right courses.
And are there any subject areas that are restricted for semester at SDSU students?
Yeah, I mean, there are a few restricted classes, but it's not just restricted for international students. It's even restricted for American students, and it's very, very few. It's just classes such as nursing or speech, language, hearing
Specialized
sciences.
programs.
Exactly, very specialized programs. And it's only reserved for students that are a major, meaning like they're taking the full degree program in that subject. And usually it's because the class size is quite small. And very specialized. So, but yeah, other than that, everything else is available to take for our semester abroad students. And I think I mentioned some earlier, but even we find a lot of international students will say, like, wow, criminal justice, like that sounds really interesting. And I don't have that at my home university. I think I'm going to take that, or health and fitness and things that maybe they don't have offered at a smaller school where they're at in Germany, they'll take it just because it's something interesting for them.
So even if you're not majoring in that particular subject, you can venture out and then try out other subjects as long as they don't have any specific prerequisites or something like that, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Which I think is great because you also allow gap year students to come. So, students who are coming straight out of high school and who are not enrolled at university in Germany yet. And I think for them, especially, it's important to be able to try different subject areas. So, as long as they take introductory courses, they can also make full kind of use of the course catalog and just take a criminal justice course, take a literature course, take a psychology course, and just mix and match.
Definitely. We have gap year students every semester that start with us, and they'll study for 1 or 2 semesters. And they fit right in with, the American students coming directly from high school, also no work experience or things like that. And quite often in the US, they take just general education courses, their first year. And so they're not specializing into a major yet. So that's quite a natural fit for the gap year students.
So we also have an increasing number of master's students interested in studying in the US. And just to clarify, they can also take master's courses at SCSU, right?
Absolutely. I just had a meeting yesterday with one of the heads of our College of Business, and we were going over the numbers for this coming fall. And it looks like about a third of our students that are coming just for a semester abroad are actually going to be studying at the master's level.
Oh,
So
wow.
it's quite a large number. And so, like I said earlier, we don't have any restrictions on them taking those classes as long as they meet the prerequisites for each individual course. So, yeah, we definitely have quite a few master's level students as well, just studying for 1 or 2 semesters.
All right, it sounds good. Let's move on from courses to life on campus. I've been to your campus and it's not only beautiful, but it's also really quite huge. Some of our semester at SDSU students have even described it as a small city within the city, both because of the size and because of all the facilities and services available. Before we dive in and talk about everything your campus has to offer, can you maybe tell our listeners where in San Diego it is located and what it looks like?
Yeah, definitely. So it's about 15 minutes from the beach, and that's generally by car, I would say. Although we also have a train system, which we call the trolley, which connects downtown directly to our campus. So there's a stop or a station directly under our student center on campus. So I often get asked by students, do I need a car? And in fact, you don't need a car in San Diego. I will say it makes your life a lot easier on the weekends when you want to go do those fun, cool things like hiking and going to, maybe an amusement park or a sports event. It's nice to have a car and it gives you a little more freedom. But our campus is nicely located on the train line, so you don't in fact need a car. I mentioned earlier it's about 30 minutes from Mexico. It's also about 15 minutes from downtown by the train or by car. So some students may choose to live downtown, live by the beach, live by campus. So it's nicely located. And the campus itself is like a small city, which I often tell students. And then when they arrive, they go, man, you weren't lying. It is like a small city, because there's supermarkets, there's like a little post office, there's banks, there's restaurants. I mean, there's shopping. Everything is kind of there on campus. And so it would maybe take you 90 minutes to 2 hours to walk around the whole university to try to see everything. So when I give campus tours, you can imagine if it's nice and warm out, it gets a little exhausting for people walking around that long. So we just kind of show them the highlights, but they say like, wow, this is, it's not only big, it's also a beautiful campus. And so a lot of our international students will say like, this looks just like a university in a Hollywood movie. And the reality is we actually film, we don't, but Hollywood does, films movies on our campus quite often, because it's full of, white buildings and palm trees everywhere. So it's green and it's clean and it's just a nice place to kind of walk to class and to walk around. There are gardens, there are ponds to relax by. So things like that. So, you think it's kind of like that can't be real. It can't be that nice. It's just what they're showing in the photos. When you arrive, it actually is that nice. And so it's a cool place to be able to walk to your classes and, go see other students and do things on campus in such a nice place.
And what we should also mention is that the campus has a lot to offer in terms of sports. There are a lot of different sports facilities. As you know, many of our students are enthusiastic about all the sports opportunities on US college campuses. Can you explain why SDSU is such a good fit for students who enjoy playing sports?
So we have what's called in the United States intramural sports leagues. And what that really means, it's a student league where you can join a basketball or a soccer team. There's a bunch of different sports and you can join just by yourself and they'll put you on a team with the American students, and international students both. And you play like mini tournaments for like 1 month or 2 months. You're on a team, so you'll practice, but really it's just it's a way to get a little competition, but also make friends and network. So you'll be practicing or playing a game, and then you're going out for pizza and beer after the game. So it's a nice combination of just like a fun way to get some exercise and get like a social aspect included. And really, like I said, it's a nice way to make friends that you keep in touch with. Once you go back to Germany or other countries, you still kind of have made these friends outside of class. And so intramurals are great. We also have what we call the ARC, the Aztec Recreation Center. It's a massive gymnasium, basically, that international students get a free membership too, so they don't have to pay anything extra. But if they want to do things like yoga class, which I'm not flexible enough to do, or any
Me
kind of
neither.
aerobics, or we have a giant rock climbing wall, all of that's included. And so they can do those things inside the gym before class, after class, whenever they have free time. We have tennis courts. We have a massive pool, what we call the Aquaplex. So students can go kind of what they've said, wow, it's almost like a Las Vegas resort pool. They go there and there's just hundreds of college students all studying. And I'm using air
Of
quotes right now because
course.
they're actually either just getting a suntan or they're mingling and meeting other students. And it's a cool place to hang out, before class, after class. Skipping class, I hope they're not doing, but that happens occasionally as well. Let's be real. And so it's just, you're in great weather on a beautiful campus. And so you've got a pool as well to enjoy. So those kinds of things certainly make the student life quite, I'd say, something that they can take advantage of, but they also could take advantage of clubs if they're more academic minded. I don't want to, I'm kind of stopped there because I don't want to make it sound like it's just a vacation. They're here for academic reasons and classes. There's 300 plus student clubs that are usually academic related, but also, extracurricular related, music, sports, any kind of entrepreneurial efforts they want to do. Those are fun to take advantage of as well. And like I said, it's great for networking, via social media after they leave San Diego State or otherwise. It just gives them a lot of events. Like there's no shortage of things for them to do when they're here.
Yeah, I completely agree. And we always recommend that our students join a club on campus because, you know, they will automatically meet a lot of other international students in the semester at SDSU program. But student clubs are where they will meet American students who have similar interests. So I think it's a great way for them to make American friends as well, right?
The clubs are a great way to make friends, and you know, with American friends, if they want to make American friends, it's a great way to do that. Because like you said, they have the same interest, and with over 300 clubs, they're going to find a club that like, wow, these people are all kind of interested in the same thing. And at the start of the semester, we have what's called a club carnival. So we make it easy for the international students to like figure out what the clubs are all about. When do they meet and what do they do? They all have tables set up all around campus, and they can just kind of walk up to the ones they think they might be interested in.
And besides clubs, what else is happening on campus?
SDSU does a great job of having events going on every week throughout the semester. I think I looked just yesterday because a student was asking me what's going on in August, meaning the first month that school starts in a couple weeks. And I saw they've got like DJs coming at night, and they're going to have like dances and like outdoor kind of like festivals going on. There's outdoor movie nights where they have huge screens. You just kind of lay on the grass and, you know, kind of like with the blanket, and all the students are kind of watching a movie together. There's a carnival that's happening, and a food truck festival where they bring in different kinds of food from all over. That's just in August. And so those are things that are happening after class, either in the evenings or in the afternoons, but on campus. So there's tons of stuff for them to choose from. And like you said, if they go to these things, 90% of everyone's going to be American students for the most part. So there's no shortage of chances for them to make friends with American students, other international students.
Yeah, so I'm assuming some of these events might as well be college sporting events, because I know that also plays a major role at SDSU, and many of the school teams, in fact, play in the highest college sports division. What can international students expect in terms of college sports when they come to SDSU?
They can expect craziness and excitement. And that's being honest, because we are a Division I school, which is the highest level in the U.S. And what that means is you've got the highest level athletes competing in other universities, visiting our campus, playing games. Let's take basketball and football, for example. Those are quite popular in the U.S. The main thing I would tell students listening right now is you get free tickets to all these events as a international student, even studying just one semester. You get free tickets to everything as a student. And so I will tell international students all the time, you know, let's say your basketball is not your favorite sport. Go to the game, I tell them. I go, and then you'll thank me later. So you'll go to a game. We have the basketball arena on campus. You know, 12,000 screaming fans. You're watching very high level basketball, and it's just so fun, and it's so loud in there. And so it's, again, we talked about baseball. It's not so much the game that's going on. It's like the environment that you're in. And it's really like what you see in movies and you hear about. You get that kind of experience for yourself, which I think it's great. It's really cool. As for the level, just our school alone, like I know basketball is fairly popular in Germany. Kawhi Leonard was the MVP of the NBA. He came from San Diego State. In baseball, 2 years ago, the MVP of the World Series, Steven Strasburg, the pitcher, he's from San Diego State. And actually, just 2 days ago, the Olympic gold medalist in golf, Xander Schauffele, he's from San Diego State. And so all these things, you can actually go watch these sports events. You get free tickets, and you're seeing like athletes that are going to become professional in sport. So I think that's a pretty cool combination.
Yeah, for sure. I also would like to transition to another topic that's always important to students, which is housing. Deciding on a place to live can be a tough choice, especially in San Diego. If you were an international student at SDSU, would you rather live close to campus or by the beach?
Yes, indeed. So, yeah, that's kind of the question for students. Do I want to live by campus? Do I want to live by the beach? And so it seems a funny question because they're only about 15 minutes apart, but really you get two different personalities of people. The people that want to wake up and smell the ocean, or the people that want to wake up with messy hair and throw on their sweats and be in their classroom in 5 minutes. And so it's really up to the student. You asked my personal preference. I would live near the beach. I mentioned earlier Pacific Beach, Mission Beach. Those areas are full of college students. And actually, not only San Diego State students, but we have other couple other universities in San Diego, and those students will live there as well. And so why I think that's important for potential SDSU students is you're making friends, just even going to a happy hour and getting, on a Taco Tuesday, and you're getting fish tacos and having a $2 beer, by the beach, and you're meeting students from UC San Diego and University of San Diego. They're all kind of like living and hanging out in the same places. So you don't get the benefit of just, going to San Diego State. You're actually meeting students from few different universities. And I think a lot of that happens in those beach cities, just because it's so laid back. It's just a really cool atmosphere of college students in those areas. Now, the benefit, of course, to living by campus is that you're so close. And so you don't necessarily need to hop in your car or hop on a bus or hop on the train to get to campus and give yourself the extra 30 minutes to get to school. You can be there in 5 minutes. And that might be by walking, by skateboarding, by bicycling, by taking a free shuttle. Some of the apartments offer, all of those things are available. And so it really just depends, what's the priority for an individual student. The price is really not going to change that much, believe it or not. You would think living by the beach is a lot more expensive, but it's not. We tell students to budget about between 1,000 and 1,500 US dollars a month, which would be your rent and your living expenses, meaning like your food for the month, if you're doing some weekend activities, things like that. And that price that I said, about 1,000 to 1,500, would be if you're sharing an apartment with, let's say, three other students. So four students living in one apartment, maybe two bedrooms, and then two students in each bedroom. That's fairly typical in the United States. And so, that my preference would be the beach, but I would say the majority of students end up living near campus, just for the convenience of it.
No.
And so, like I said, it's a college, it's such a big university that the whole area around it is very college oriented, and there are a lot of housing options in terms of apartments that they can kind of, look into either before they come via social media, via websites, or a lot of students will wait until orientation week, the week before school starts, and they'll maybe get a hostel or a hotel just for a week while they look where they want to live and maybe find roommates that they want to share with. And then we, of course, give them the resources and all those website links and things where they can look for apartments. So we'll help them as much as we can on that. So it really is up to the student in terms of which location they want to live in. And then also, do they want to get their apartment before they arrive or after they arrive?
I think this is really good advice. And I think, as you say, there's pros and cons to both options. But I must admit, and I don't know, Elias, how you feel about it, but I
I
would probably
know
want to
how
live by the beach simply because it's something I would not be able to do if I studied in Germany. Like, even if I lived in a coastal city, the weather wouldn't be as nice, especially not all year round. So I think when students ask me, I typically say, if you feel like the beach lifestyle could be something for you, go for it. It might be your only chance, kind of to ever live by the beach. I think it's nicer to just kind of hop in the car or hop on the trolley to go to class. Because you're not in class every day, but you wake up in the morning every day. So it's nice to hear the ocean waves come in. I don't know, Elias, what do you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I would try to find a place by the beach. I think, as you just mentioned, how many times in life will you have the option to live by the beach? So yeah, that would be my decision. But I can also totally understand students who choose to live close to campus. As we've just talked about today, there's a lot going on campus. And yeah, it's a great place to meet friends and hang out.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, you got the social events, obviously, on campus. But then even off campus in the apartments, they're just full of students. So you've got, you know, students, you might just get invited to a dinner or a party just being living in that area by walking and talking to people. So there's a lot going on. I will say, with the students that choose to live near the beach, one option that they usually do together with that choice is they will rent a car. You can actually rent a car. There's one company, for example, called Dirt Cheap Car Rental. You can rent a four-door car for $600 US a month that gives you unlimited miles. So if you do want to drive to Las Vegas and Los Angeles, San Francisco, all these places, you can. But the main reason is they would use it to get to school and back. So driving the 15 minutes. And then if you're sharing that with obviously four roommates, that becomes, you know, $100, $150 a month, US dollars. It's really not that much if you think about it, for just having the freedom to have a car to get to and from school. And then on the weekends, do whatever you want, really.
So that was great advice. Do you have another tip maybe for students to ensure that they will have the time of their life while at SDSU? Because as you know, that's the title of our podcast, Best at Sight, which translates into time of your life.
I would say do something you've never done before, because San Diego, that's what it's all about. It's outdoorsy, the weather, and you've got all these opportunities to try things. I mean, we already mentioned it, but let's say you're not a hiker. Well, go on the Torrey Pines hike on the cliffs of the ocean and hike down to the beach. You'll remember that for the rest of your life. I mean, it's an incredible view. If you've never tried surfing, instead of going, oh God, no thank you, just try it. We have students that like try it once and then they end up doing it the whole semester because it's just, you know, the feeling of it. Like we talked about, if you want to go to a boring baseball game, go try it. You know, it's 3 hours and you might come out of there like a lot of students and they're like, wow, that was way better than I thought. I mean, that was really cool. I did the same with rugby when I lived in Australia for a year. I would never think I would be interested in it. And then I loved it. And so I would just say, do something you've never done before. There's so many opportunities to do that. And I think those are the things that outside of class, that when they come home and they're talking to their friends about, those are the things that they're going to bring up first.
All right. Speaking of things that you've never done before, we're going to do something that we haven't done before in this podcast, because we have decided to change up our quick question round a little bit that we usually do with our guests at the very end of every episode. And instead of asking open-ended questions, we're going to play a game of this or that. So we're going to give you two options and you just let us know your preference.
You got it.
All right. Better place for a Friday night, Gaslamp Quarter or La Jolla?
So I should first say Gaslamp would definitely be my answer, but also explain to those listening, Gaslamp is a small area within downtown San Diego, just full of restaurants and bars and nightclubs. And so you can kind of just walk from one place to the other, and you don't need Uber anywhere, you're not driving anywhere. And so it's a great atmosphere just being out in the street. Definitely I would say Gaslamp, just because of the huge amount of options you can have in terms of different food to eat and what kind of maybe after dinner drink you want to get. If you didn't already know, San Diego is, we consider, the craft beer capital of the United States. And so You've got a lot of microbreweries downtown and a lot of bars that serve all the local beers in San Diego. So I would definitely say Gaslamp.
All right. Beach day at Coronado or hiking in Joshua Tree National Park?
Ooh, that's a tough one. And I'm going to go beach day in Coronado. It's very hard to find a beach that beats Coronado in terms of just, like I said earlier, what you see in the brochures, the pure white sand, soft sand, and just nice temperature of water. And you've also got a historic hotel, the Hotel Del Coronado, that you can actually walk into. It's over 100 years old. You've got the old elevator that cranks up and down that's not electric. It's really, really cool. And so I would say for historical and just, getting the essence of San Diego, Coronado for sure.
Okay. Thanksgiving trip, Hawaii or Las Vegas?
I just went to Las Vegas and I lived for 6 years in Hawaii. So
I know.
that's a tough question. I will absolutely say Hawaii because of, for example, ahi poke, the food. Like I ate it when I lived there 3 times a week and I love the fresh fish. I love the air. Everything about Hawaii is fantastic. Not just the beach. Like when I lived there, I told people, get out, do other things, see other parts of the island, go hiking, do this and that. It's such a beautiful place to live and just relax. That's an easy one for me, Hawaii.
Okay. Taco Tuesday or Wings Wednesday?
That's just not even a question. It's absolutely Taco Tuesday.
Explain a little bit to give students a bit of context
Of course.
what
I
those
mean,
two are?
you're in San Diego. We have the best Mexican food probably in the United States, and Texans will disagree with me about that. But I mean, you've got Mexican restaurants everywhere, and Taco Tuesday is basically happy hours and restaurants, Mexican restaurants all over San Diego. Well, you can get a dollar fish taco, or they'll have different specials where it makes it so cheap, especially for college students. You can often get a beer for a nice low price as well. But it's kind of just a tradition in San Diego where Mexican food, I mean, I love Japanese food and Thai food, but Mexican food is so hard to beat. And I think most San Diegans will say that Mexican food's their favorite food. And the good news for students is they can have it for 5 months that they're here for 1 semester. You will definitely acquire a taste for Mexican food if you haven't already. It's fantastic.
Okay. So for students who've made it this far into this podcast episode, I'm going to share one bonus tip. That's directly related to Taco Tuesday. When planning your class schedule, try to avoid an early Wednesday morning class. Don't do a Wednesday morning 8 a.m. class. And you're going to thank me later. Because Tuesday nights is where when it happens, right? In San Diego for
I mean,
students.
it does. I mean, that's one of the nights, certainly, but I would say, the social scene at San Diego State is quite fun. And so Friday nights and Saturday nights certainly are fun, even weeknights. But Tuesdays, students will tend to congregate in like the Mexican restaurants because of the special drink and food deals that they have going on. And like I said, especially in Pacific Beach and in Mission Beach, there's tons of those places. So you'll definitely have a lot of fun there.
Great. And then final question, San Diego Padres or LA Dodgers?
You couldn't pick a tougher question for me because I was raised in San Diego as a baseball Padre fan. But now I have family ties to the Dodgers. One of my relatives is actually working for the Dodgers. And so I've got to go Dodgers, and that will make everyone in San Diego angry. But I do that occasionally anyway. The Dodgers were lucky enough to win the World Series this last season, which was great. And because of my relative being with them, he got to bring home the trophy, and so we got to take pictures and with the World
Oh,
Series trophy and
wow.
everything. So it's really cool. And yeah, I think just because I get to know even some of the players in Los Angeles, which is quite lucky for me, Los Angeles is my answer.
All right. And that was the final question.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So time flies when you're having fun.
I survived it.
You survived it. Yeah. And I think you did very, very well. I think it's time for us to wrap up. Thank you once again for getting up early and meeting with us without coffee, but in good spirits to record this episode. I've learned a lot, even though we've worked with San Diego State for a long, long time. But you shared some really good new tips, especially in terms of housing, especially in terms of class selection, class registration, but also, of course, things to do in and around San Diego. So I think this is going to be a very popular episode for students who are keen to apply to San Diego State, but also for students who might be almost on their way there, because as we record this, we're only about 2-3 weeks out of the start of the fall semester. So we'll make sure to let all of our applicants for fall 2021 know when this episode is published, so that they can maybe listen to it on the plane and get even more excited about their time in San Diego. So,
yeah, we've got over 400 international students admitted for this fall. So we're looking forward, you know, to getting everybody back on campus in person. Some of those students have already arrived. And one thing we didn't talk about is, like, with their F1 student visa, they can actually arrive up to a month before the program starts. And more so, they can stay 2 months after classes finish. And so, you know, aside from San Diego and San Diego State, if they're planning to travel around the United States, they can do that after their studies. So I think, you know, SDSU is they're going to have a great time. But then for the side trips and things they can do on weekends, the traveling around the US they can do after. I mean, I just think it's such a great opportunity for them to spend like 6 months of their life, you know, in the United States.
Great. Another great piece of advice. It's really worth listening to this episode to the very end and not tune out too early. So, thanks again. It's been great fun having you on the show. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Yes, indeed.
So do I.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great day. Take care.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Also ganz ehrlich, wenn ich Chat so zuhöre, verstehe ich schon, warum es so viele für ein Auslandssemester nach San Diego zieht. Ich war ja selber schon ein paar Mal dort und das konstant gute Wetter wirkt sich echt auf die Stimmung der Leute und die Atmosphäre in der Stadt aus. Und auf meine Stimmung.
Ja, ich hätte auch nichts gegen 4-mal Sommer im Jahr. Wobei mir ein richtiger Sommer dieses Jahr wahrscheinlich schon reichen würde. Aber ja, Spaß beiseite. Ich fand das Gespräch mit Chad auch super. Man merkt einfach, wie viel Spaß es ihm macht, über die SSU und eben über San Diego zu reden.
Ja, absolut.
Wenn ihr jetzt auch Lust auf ein Auslandssemester in San Diego bekommen habt, findet ihr in den Shownotes alle wichtigen Links, sowohl zum Hochschulprofil auf unserer Website als auch zu den vielen Erfahrungsberichten zur SSU, die wir über die letzten Jahre hinweg erhalten haben.
Dieses Semester werden übrigens mit Cassandra und Jan gleich zwei College-Contact-Studierende als Campus-ReporterInnen von der SDSU berichten. Einen Link zu ihren Forschungsposts auf unserer Website haben wir ebenfalls in den Shownotes hinterlegt. Schaut einfach mal rein.
Last but not least findet ihr in den Shownotes auch unsere Kontaktdaten. Ruft uns an oder schreibt uns, wenn ihr mehr über das Semesterprogramm der SDSU erfahren oder euch generell zu den Möglichkeiten eines Auslandssemesters beraten lassen möchtet.
Bei Interesse schicken wir euch auch gerne unsere ausführliche Bewerbungsanleitung zur SDSU mit vielen weiteren Infos und Tipps zum Bewerbungsablauf. Die Anleitung ist ebenso kostenlos wie unser gesamter Beratungs- und Bewerbungsservice, da wir von unseren Partnerhochschulen dafür bezahlt werden.
Die nächste Folge gibt es in rund 4 Wochen. Für heute sagen wir vielen Dank fürs Zuhören, viele Grüße und eine gute Zeit.
Ciao!